Protests against the military coup in Myanmar continued into today, and a new charge was filed against the ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This all comes as the country's army is also repeating its promise to hold new elections. Let's talk about what's going on with Lucas Myers. He's the program associate at the Wilson Center's Asia program, and he joins us now on Skype. And Lucas, what do you make of today's developments?
I think it's rule by law, not rule of law. And what I mean by that is that the new charges against Aung San Suu Kyi appear designed to ensure that she remains in detention indefinitely. The previous charges were based, you know, upon the illegal importation of walkie-talkies and were clearly quite short-term, while these new charges are based upon supposed violations of coronavirus restrictions under Myanmar's natural disaster management law. And under this, she could face 3 years in prison, which is more serious than the previous charges. And with the election announcement, I think I'm very skeptical that the military plans on handing power over to a civilian government. The new elections are unlikely to be as competitive or as fair as the November 2020 result that led to the coup this year. So I imagine that this announcement is meant to reassure the public, but I don't think the military is serious.
How is the government responding to the protesters who were out on the streets again today?
The military seems to be slowly escalating its crackdown. Now, in previous instances of protests against the military, in 1988 and in 2007, the military used significant violence to curb protests. And I'm pretty concerned that the military could escalate even further if its curfews and demonstrations of force don't work. There have been reports of live ammunition fired at protesters and as well as rubber bullets. And this, if these protests continue, there's a risk that the military will consider escalating even further, which would be a very dangerous situation.
Aung San Suu Kyi made a brief virtual court appearance today. Won't fresh elections be meaningless, though? You kind of touched on this, if the government continues to detain her.
Exactly. The similarity to the situation after the coup in Thailand in 2014 is quite striking. Mm. 2014, the Thai military overthrew their government and then promised new elections. Well, those new elections happened in 2019, but the military changed the constitution and ended up returning to power because the elections were unfair and unfree. Interestingly, last week, the prime minister of Thailand, who was actually the leader of the 2014 coup, reportedly received a letter from the Myanmar coup leadership asking for support. So I think the similarity is quite apparent there. And I don't think that these new elections are going to be any sort of competitive contest.
Speaking of support, how has the Biden administration, if at all, responded to this?
You know, I think it's going to be a hurdle, you know, for the Biden administration. They've talked about coordinating with allies, but there is some reluctance from some of our allies, such as Japan, that are wary of imposing sanctions on the military and risking their quite substantial economic investments in Myanmar, as well as pushing the Myanmar military further into China's orbit. And so I think going forward, the U.S. is going to have limited options for increasing pressure on the military beyond the sanctions that they've already rolled out.
Mm-hmm. Lucas Myers is the program associate at the Wilson Center Asia program. Lucas, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.